بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما جعل الله لرجل من قلبين في جوفه وما جعل ازواجكم اللائي تظاهرون منهن امهاتكم وما جعل ادعياءكم ابناءكم ذلكم قولكم بافواهكم والله يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, unfortunately today we struggle to differentiate between the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our culture. In psychology, there is a condition called cognitive dissonance. In simple words, it means that inside you believe something, but from the outside you do the contrary. You disagree with something and you know it's true, but from the outside your actions are completely contrary to what you believe in. For example, a person who knows smoking harms health, he knows it, but still smokes. On the packaging, it says that it causes cancer, it causes this, it causes that. But still smokes. So, either this person continues smoking or changes his behavior, stops smoking, believes what is inside. That's the easiest way of deciding. Stops, he knows the damaging part and the health part which discourages people from smoking, and he stops. Another thing is that he changes his belief slightly. That, I know, but I've been smoking for 15 years, 20 years. How can I stop now? So that's his behavior change. Or he tries to justify that, look, if I stop smoking, I will lose friends, I will lose people who I hang about with. So that's another way of justifying. I know it's wrong, but I've invested too much time in smoking, so I can't stop. I will lose everything. And another way of thinking is that he knows it's wrong, but he deters all the advice that's given to him. For example, on social media it shows that it's damaging. We read the news, it's damaging. So what he does, he blocks. He blocks the news coming in. So he doesn't need to change. And the last way of thinking is that because he stopped looking at social media, which discourages that person from smoking, he actually looks for people who encourages smoking. Oh, this person's okay. I should listen to him. I just want to block away from those who are discouraging. So this is cognitive dissonance. The ayah, and I'm going to bring this part within the ayah. And the moral of the khutbah today is that Allah's laws and Allah's ahkam are sometimes suppressed because of our culture's needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. How many hearts do we have? We have one heart. Allah says in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each and every individual one heart. So if it is filled with something, there is no room for another thing. What do I mean? Before I explain what I mean, the reason why this ayah was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's a Madani ayah. Suratul Ahzab is a Madani surah which was revealed in Medina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to marry Zainab radiallahu anha, who is our mother. Zainab radiallahu anha was the wife of Zayd. Who was Zayd? He was the adopted son, in exclamation mark, adopted son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now what happens is that in the Arab culture in them days, there is something called tabanni. There is something called tabanni. And what that means is that you adopt a son, you call it the son, and everything changes, i.e. the name, that child gets inheritance, and everything changes. Whereas in Kifayatul Yatim, which is advised, nothing changes. The person who is adopting just takes care of the child which has been adopted. Nothing else changes. Tabanni, everything changes. In Kifayatul Yatim, nothing changes. You just take care of the child that has been adopted. Understood? Right. So, when in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Zayd his son, that was a literal meaning, not exactly a literal meaning, not a biological son, but it was very close to being a biological son. And now the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you have to marry Zainab, who is the wife of Zayd. Do you understand the whole situation? Now what would happen? The Yahud will have a feast. The Munafiqun will have a feast. Yesterday, she was your daughter-in-law, because they thought that tabanni is very close to being a biological son. So yesterday she was what? A daughter-in-law. And today she's your wife. This is completely wrong. How could this be right? Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is he going through? There is the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there it is the curse of the people who are actually sitting amongst him. بِأَلْسِدَةٍ حِدَادٍ أَشِحَّةً عَلَى الْخَيْرِ. Their tongues are like sharpened knives when they start speaking. How much would it hurt the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It's not easy to be a Rasul. So now he is scared of what the people would say. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. If you want to put the ahkam at the ahkam of Allah at the forefront, there is no space, because you don't have two hearts. You can't please everybody. You can't please everybody. If you have the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the forefront, irrespective of what other people say, it doesn't matter what other people say, you have to follow the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have two hearts. You can't please everybody. And further on, he says, وَمَا جَعَلَ أَزْوَاجَكُمُ اللَّائِ تُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْهُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. As an Arab tradition, there's something called zihar. It is worse than divorce. At that time, what they used to say, when they had a fight, the husband and the wife had a fight, your back is like my mother's. This is called zihar. Your back is like my mother's. In the same way, we are not allowed to go anywhere near our mothers, the same way I am not allowed to go near you. So there is no turning back. In divorce, there is turning back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dismisses this also. This culture, dismissing the culture. This is what we're talking about. And we'll come to the examples of real life as well. Dismissing the culture, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he has not made your wives, whom you declare unlawful, your mothers. Irrelevant of what you say, your wives are not your mothers. You can say whatever you want, but you can't change the fact that your wives are not are your mothers. No chance. So this is eradicating culture. Eradicating culture in front of the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we come to the real life. How many times do we come in a situation where we're all Muslims, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, we believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, but then we have to juggle between the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between the practices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our culture. How many times do we go through this in our lives? For example, if a person has studied in an Islamic environment, but the mother and the father are not Islamic, the time for the child's marriage comes. This is just an example. The mother and father want to do a massive wedding. Take out loans, take out credit cards. Why? Because the other family down the road did a similar wedding. Spent thousands and thousands of pounds on doing this massive wedding where the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are completely shattered. So this mother and father say, if that person can do such a massive wedding, such a huge wedding, I want to do for my son a similar wedding. So what does the mother and the parents do, father do, is take out loans because they can't afford such a big wedding. It's a massive, massive amount. 45,000, 50,000 pounds. It's not easy to get. So what happens is that they go to the banks, they take out loans. When we take out loans, we know that if we can't pay it on time, we will have to give interest, which is haram. That's one thing. So, this child who's educated in Islamic principles says no to these parents. who want to break the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what the parents do and say, oh, you've become an extremist. You've become an extremist. Oh, these people do it. Have they become kafir? Have they become kuffar? So what does this child have to do? This boy who is getting married has to do is to come to a balance where, okay, we won't go to the banks, we won't take loans, we won't have dance, we won't have music. Oh, we'll have a little bit of music, we'll have a little bit of dance. He knows in his heart that is wrong. Initially, what I explained. He knows in his heart is wrong, but he is coming to a balance, to please his parents. So the cultures of our society are making us feel the pressure that we cannot adopt the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the practices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what this ayah is telling us. And this is what the whole moral of the story was of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and marrying Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha to dismiss the culture, to detach from the culture of our societies and to disengage from our societies if it makes us break the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the practices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now, respected elders and brothers, we put ourselves in that situation. As I mentioned before, how many times in our lives we have come in these situations? And who do we give preference to? Do we bow down to the pressures of society? Or do we bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we bow down to what our parents or our family think? Or do we bow down and practice the practices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What does Islam mean? It means submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not mean submission to the culture. It does not mean the submission to the environment. It does not mean submission to any worldly aspect of our lives. So we need to give priority to the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not bow down to the cultures of what we live in. And unfortunately today, social media does not help. Social media does not help. We look at TikTok, we look at Instagram, we look at so many different platforms of social media. And we think that we can do this. We are capable of doing this. We are forgetting that we are being pressurized and peer pressured by all this glitz and glamour of this world. So my respected elders and brothers, we should understand where our priorities lie and we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the tawfiq to prioritize His ahkam and the practices of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq to understand what has been said and heard.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah.